The National Unity Platform Presidential Aspirant Robert Kyagulanyi says memories of the Emirate in Arua on his contingent in 2018 are still fresh in his mind. The 2018 incident involving Bobi Wine in Arua, Uganda was a highly significant and controversial event surrounding a parliamentary by-election campaign. Kyagulanyi recounted how his driver, Yasin Kauma, was shot dead and how he and many of his colleagues were arrested and jailed in Arua. Bobi Wine was initially charged in a military court with illegal possession of firearms and ammunition. He says apart from losing his driver, many of his colleagues were permanently maimed by the brutality of the security forces. Yesterday, Kyagulanyi held a rally in Barifa Stadium in Arua City as he continued his presidential campaigns across the West Nile region. Kyagulanyi says he's sorry for not being able to reach the villages of Zombolebi and Madiokolo, but hailed the people of the places he has been to for their support.
Awadifo, thank you very much for the constant support. We thank the people of Pakwach, we thank the people of Zombo, we thank the people of Nebi for the massive welcome. Our apologies go to the people of the deeper area of Zombo. We are meant to be there and we know you are waiting for us, but owing to the bad roads, we could not make it on time. Also the people of Madiokolo, you remember we reached late, but at least we wanted to step foot. I'm sure our leader there will continue to convey our messages, and you also will continue to ask you to be part of this. Take charge of your